This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
FBI with a search warrant at the former president's resort in Florida. An iconic singer and actress dead at 73. Another actress in a coma in critical condition after a strange fiery car crash on Friday. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe and sound wherever you hail from and you're listening to this show. I think without a doubt, the big breaking story is the story about Donald Trump, the former president, and the fact that there was a search related to the handling of the presidential documents, including classified ones, that might have been brought to Mar-a-Lago, his home in Florida, and thus the FBI with the surprise search at his Palm Beach, Florida home. And again, all part of this investigation into the handling of presidential documents. The former president confirmed that FBI agents were there and said, they even broke into my safe. He was at Trump Tower in New York when the search warrant was executed. He said, my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. A lot of people heard first about that when Trump issued that statement on Monday night. It is an extraordinary move to search the home of a former prez, and it raises the stakes, I would think, and that's part of what the talking would be about. For the Justice Department, as they're looking into what's happening on multiple fronts, I think. Remember, the president is expected to officially, I think, announce that he's going to launch another bid for the White House in 2024. So the Justice Department has two known, anyway, active investigations connected to the former prez. One on the effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election and January 6, 2021, and the other involving, again, the handling of these classified documents. So that search happened Monday morning. There was no word about that till later in the evening, however. It didn't break until then. And they were focused on an area of the club where the former president offices and where his personal quarters would be. So they were examining where documents were kept, apparently, following the National Archives recovering of White House records from Mar-a-Lago in recent months. They, I guess, had to verify that nothing was left behind. And that's what that was about. And that's all we know. Not much was released other than that. The investigation into these documents is a big deal because the National Archives is charged with collecting and sorting presidential material, any president, and they've previously said at least 15 boxes of White House records have been recovered from Trump's resort, including some that were classified. But when you first heard that and you heard what was going on there, it really kind of took you back and it made you think, wow, what is going on? What are they looking for? It's the handling of information, right? That's it. I mean, pretty much that's what it is. It's clearly that's what the Department of Justice is looking into. And there are accusations that there was massive mishandling of classified information. Again, the 15 boxes. So what happened to the 15 boxes? That's the thing that this really, really, really focused on. All right, I always say that this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine, and this is happening in a lot of places in the United States. For a third week in a row, flash flooding is a big concern, especially in some of the same areas of the U.S. I mean, in 2 months, we've seen 4 historic flood events across the country. Remember, Yellowstone flooded in mid-June. That was followed by terrible torrential flooding in St. Louis, then Kentucky. Then there was major flooding in Death Valley over the weekend. I mean, just terrible, the amount of rain that fell in a few hours, which the volume is typically what they get in a year. That's how bad it was. So you had cars that were trapped and areas that were just completely cut off and stuck in debris and mud with the flash flood over the weekend in Death Valley. So just relentless rain in some really, really hard hit areas. I mean, Kentucky doesn't want to hear anything about rain after what they went through over a week ago. And there is more heavy rain that is being predicted in the next couple of days with isolated and scattered instances of flash flooding. So it's just persistent, these storms, and it leaves people very, very vulnerable. If we know that 37 people officially dead in the last flood, and you had the president and the first lady who toured part of eastern Kentucky today, stopped and talked to families, surveyed the damage. There are still people that don't have power and water. So you got heavy rainfall also possible for the Southwest this week. And again, that also includes Death Valley, which they're still stuck and digging out of what happened just a few days ago. And boy, if you've seen anyone go through this, or you've been through this, to actually watch a home be knocked off the foundation, and you got people that are just starting from scratch. That's what it is. They, when people make that expression, say that expression, nothing but the clothes on their backs, that's pretty much what a lot of people in Kentucky are going through right now. And now the idea of, like I said, of more rain, more catastrophic flooding, just sends shivers up my spine, I tell you, when I think of how tough it is for so many of those people. And then you look at this dome of high pressure that we talk about, this heat dome, locking in the heat across a lot of the South. So it's that periphery of the heat dome where a lot of these storms develop and are causing so much of the extreme rainfall events, that abundance, because they're on the edge of that hottest air where the abundant moisture and that instability, as a weather guy explained to me, were pushed north and actually held up in regions of that what they call atmospheric ascent. So the hot conditions are a major contributing factor to the extreme rainfall events. So that's what's added to the problems and the massive amount of rainfall in some of those areas in such a short, short time. And the potential for higher end rainfall amounts, ooh, just something nobody wants to see. All right, we lost a legend. If you didn't hear, I'll tell you next. Very, very sad.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Of 73 years old. It was announced that she passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California. Her family was there and friends, and you know, she battled cancer for 30 years, breast cancer, and it went into remission for like 25 plus years when it first was announced that she had it, and then it came back with a vengeance. And boy, oh boy, was she iconic, you know, for songs like the one that you just heard. There was something about Olivia Newton-John that really, really stuck with a lot of people. And, of course, Grease was one of the major, major, major reasons, I think, that she became a star, you know. She starred in Grease, and people loved Grease, the musical that was big on Broadway and was then brought to the screen, and she was opposite John Travolta, and just very, very, very sad to hear that that she died. And, of course, she was such a big fighter, and a fighter against a horrible, crappy, terrible disease that too many of us lose our lives to, and our loved ones lose their lives to. So, you know, you think back to some of those songs, and you think back to some of the appearances that she made, and that moment she starred as Sandy in Greece, and you know, some of those big songs, you heard one of them right there. If Not For You is another one. Let Me Be There. Have You Never Been Mellow is another one that you would still hear years and years later. These are 70s songs, but you would hear them cruising around when you're in your car somewhere. So, but that big break in 78 starring opposite John Travolta in Grease, that was the one. And some of the songs from that movie, You're the One That I Want, Summer Nights, Hopelessly Devoted to You. You heard the, then there was Physical in 81. That was number one for 10 weeks and it broke all records in the 80s. But, she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 92, went into remission. It came back in 2013, went back into remission, and then it popped up again in, 2017. So, rip to Olivia Newton-John. I think one of the best comments I heard, it was on Instagram, was from John Travolta, and he wrote on Instagram, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road, and we will all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever, your Danny, your John," because he, of course, played Danny opposite her in Grease. So sad to hear about Olivia Newton-John. The other name that popped up today on my radar was David McCullough. And if you have never read David McCullough's books, just incredible. Do yourself a favor, run to the library, run to the bookstore, whatever, Amazon, wherever, grab one of his books. He was an American author, a popular historian, huge lecturer. He won a Pulitzer Prize twice and the National Book Award. He was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom. But the books, and I've read not all of his books, but I've read a lot of his books. John Adams, he did a book on Harry S. Truman, Theodore Roosevelt, did something, the Brooklyn Bridge. I didn't read the Brooklyn Bridge. The Wright brothers, that's the one I want to read for sure. And did so many others. And his two Pulitzer Prize winning books were Truman and John Adams. They were so good. They were adapted by HBO into a TV film and miniseries. So he was, again, had just a way with his research and words on the paper that I felt like, and because I love history, I felt like I knew John Adams after I read his book, the way he brought him to life for me. That's how powerful the impact was on me. He just, again, it was an incredible, incredible storyteller. And there's so many accolades poured in for him. There's, you know, again, just the things that he wrote. There were things that he voiced over. He did another book that I read that was great, 1776. And there's a list of other books that he wrote, like I said, that I want to read and I definitely will read. So, sad to hear of the passing of David McCullough. He died on the 7th, and he truly, truly, truly was another, in a different way, an American treasure, dead at the age of 89. Great at telling the stories, those best-selling biographies. All right, as we move along here, again, those two were very, very big news, I think, on the day. Especially if you were like me and you like presidential history or you like history in general, then you absolutely have heard of him. If you're just hearing of him for the first time as I'm saying this and you are a reader, wow, absolutely look up some of his work because he'll take you right in the middle of whatever he was talking about, whatever he was writing about. You will feel absolutely like, you know, you were definitely there. I mentioned this before. Anne Heche is in a coma. She's in critical condition since she crashed her car into a Los Angeles house on Friday. It was very strange. There were, I've said this in our last show, you know, it's amazing what Ring video captures. And there's Ring video of her car that you can barely see the way her Mini Cooper is incredibly, going so incredibly fast. And you can hear it then crash at the end of it. And this was just a Ring video in the neighborhood where she was zipping around. So she slipped into a coma. They say that she has significant pulmonary injury that's requiring mechanical ventilation and burns that require surgical intervention. So she is under investigation, meanwhile, while that's happening, for misdemeanor DUI and hit and run, because she hit one area and then she ended up catching a house on fire. She slammed into that and her car caught on fire. And so they got a warrant for a blood draw on the day of the incident, and they're still waiting for the results. And then once that investigation is complete, the case gets referred, of course, to the L.A. City Attorney's Office. But who knows if she makes it to that point. This is seriously significant. And in the house, friends of the woman whose home was destroyed in the crash say she narrowly escaped physical harm. She was there when the car crashed and a fire broke out, and she lost everything in that. It was shocking because you see that video and you realize what's happening, and she happened to be in there with her pets. She had a couple of puppies, and then this car flies into the house at a high rate of speed and catches the whole thing on fire. So from that perspective, she was pretty lucky. I'm sure in incredible shock, or maybe the shock is still hitting her, but that house was just left in shambles. Everything was ruined, and there's images of that, of course, everywhere. And especially seeing that piece of video and seeing that that was captured on a Ring video, to me, is incredible what that Ring video will pick up and how it picked that up. So very sad, this whole story, and a little bit of mystery hanging around what happened there. It's no mystery what's going on next. Your comments as we head to the mailbag.
You know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumers aren't feeling confident about the housing market as inflation and high mortgage rates are pricing many home buyers out of the market. Fannie Mae revealed just 17% of folks surveyed last month said it's the right time to purchase a home. It hasn't been that low since 2011. The survey also finding out just 67% say it's a good time to put their home on the market. The president is promising ongoing federal support for flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky. After talking with affected residents in one neighborhood, Biden saying we're never going to give up. Never now, not ever. Olivia Newton-John, who gained worldwide fame for her starring role in Grease, has died at the age of 73. John had been battling breast cancer for years, her family releasing a statement on Facebook Monday. This is USA Radio News. Mediated by Egyptian officials, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants went into effect late Sunday night. While traveling in South Africa, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken talks about the ongoing tension.
So many countries in the region normalized their relationships. That's good for peace, that's good for security, it's good for the well-being of people. But it's also not a substitute for resolving the differences between Israel and the Palestinians.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is no fan of the name of the bill and also says the bill will increase taxes during a period of inflation and recession.
This is a terrible bill. Look, they call it the Inflation Reduction Act. This is the most Orwellian name I think I've seen in the United States Senate in the 12 years that I've been here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democrats claim the bill will create jobs and lower energy costs. Leading up to the vote, some corporate tax measures were relaxed. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Let's talk about the mail.
Yes, thanks once again for filling up the mailbag, all of you out there across America. If you have any thoughts on the show or anything else you want to share with me, do it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. Roger says, Kate, more money pledged to Ukraine. I don't think we should not help Ukraine, but will there ever be an end in sight for this? Is this going to continue to go on into next year? And who knows, maybe the year after that? It just seems like a wild standoff. I don't know that it's a standoff, but yes, there's more money being pledged. There's another $1 billion in military aid for Ukraine that was announced on Monday, and it's going to be the biggest of the delivery of rockets and ammunition and arms that are coming from our Defense Department stock for those Ukrainian forces. Because, you know, that's what the president has said that he needs. Zelensky said that's what we need. So the pledge was honored that this is what we're going to do. You have Russia moving troops and equipment in the direction right now of the southern port cities as they're trying to stop a Ukrainian counteroffensive. And it is the big question, Raj, what happens in this situation? You know, we're on the periphery of this, as are other nations, in helping. And as this conflict moves on, it's about what do the Ukrainians need? And it keeps changing. The battlefield keeps changing. What do they need as far as weapons are concerned? That's the biggest thing. But, you know, and other aid that has been sent to Ukraine. So I think that this, for the future, is going to continue, yes. Russian forces, I do not see a withdrawal. Ukraine is going to defend itself until, what, it can't defend itself? I mean, that would be the worst of the possible scenarios. So Russia keeps concentrating on where they're moving. You know, first it was the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine, where pro-Moscow separatists have controlled some of that territory, as I understand it, as self-proclaimed republics for 8 years. So this has been, 4 months of this war. I don't see an end in sight anytime soon, because Ukraine is going to continue to defend. Other nations are continuing to do what they can help, other than having boots on the ground, you know, and how they can help in other ways. And Russia's going to continue to invade and move to different territories. So it doesn't look like we're going to see any big change there. Stephen, shocker, Kate Delaney, or maybe it's not a shocker as to the government jumping all over the ex-president's home, trying to make a big splash and find the so-called missing documents. Here's the thing that is crazy about that. Do they really think there's going to be 15, 16, however many cases of documents that are just going to be there for the taking? If there were documents that were removed from the White House, do you think they would be in Palm Beach, Florida? Sometimes I think it's just pure harassment of the Don. And, you know, I voted for him. I don't like everything about the guy, but I think this move is a waste of resources because they weren't going to find anything anyway. Well, it is interesting, right? When you think of it, when you put it like that, you think they're going to find 15 boxes that are going to just be right there for the taking? Yeah, here they are. They were just underneath the pool cabana. They were stacked down there. But the idea is to turn over every rock to find the missing classified documents. And the former president said on Monday that his opponents don't want him to run for president in 2024. And that likewise, they'll do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm election. So it does set him up for saying that, for saying, listen, this is crazy. This is a dark time. Trump's attorney confirmed the FBI did see some documents from Mar-a-Lago. What does it mean, though? Does it mean they're documents that they were looking for, or what? And of course, there were a lot of people issuing support for, you know, this craziness of trying to search for the documents. And it's interesting because there's some comparisons being made to others in politics and how things were handled with them when it comes to documents. And especially Hillary Clinton's name comes up a lot. And one of the tweets I saw was, Hillary Clinton was allowed to delete an acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Absolutely nothing has happened to hold her accountable. She even took antique furniture and other items from the White House. So I think it is a moment that certainly he can seize upon to say, listen, I mean, is this an overreach here? This is an overreach here. What's going on here? And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, he said in a statement, the Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. That's what we're seeing here. But this is the kind of early stage investigation into the removal of the official presidential records. And that's what the follow-up was about. Are they going to find this? This all stems back from the National Archives notifying Congress they had, you know, where are these documents and that they're missing, that there were some of them were missing. So that's what led to all of that, I think. And it did make for a crazy breaking news headline that there's a big raid happening at his estate, which he wasn't there when it actually happened. All right, Jake says this. Kate, it's some really tough times, I think, for more people than we know when it comes to inflation and what we're paying. I mean, yeah, there's been a little bit of an ease as far as gasoline is concerned, but my God, when you go to get food, I don't care where you shop, it is staggering the cost of just some of the basics. I feel for people who have big families. It's got to be super, super tough when you're trying to feed a family and stretch whatever that budget looks like, because it is really, really tough when you're talking about eggs and milk and bread and whatnot. I mean, look, I have a lot of single friends, and even they're griping about what they're paying. It's kind of our joke is it's Ramen Friday again, so, which refers back to college days and ramen noodles. I mean, when are we going to get a break in all of this? And I suppose, as you've explained and as I've heard in many other places, so much of this stems back to the supply chain woes and the effects on missing ingredients and things that are hard to get. And it's easy to see those prices jump up. But please, oh, please, do we ever need a break in what we're paying? Yeah, you know, it's happened, and I think I talked about this on the show. I had this conversation with somebody at a dollar store. I was running there. I don't even remember what I was getting. I want to say I was getting, like, paper towels or something, and I was right near like a Staples. I had to run into a Staples for ink, and then I was in there, and I was thinking, wow, I wish they carried the ink in the dollar store. And in talking to the guy running, the manager of the store, he said that he's never seen anything like it. How many people are pulling up in Mercedes and BMWs and whatnot that are stocking up on some food items and other things because of the high cost of what they're paying at the grocery store that they would normally run into. So I think people are looking for ways to find whatever relief they can on things that are marked up triple what they're used to paying. And produce, you know, that's gone really super high. And you mentioned it, eggs and some of the basics are much, much higher than we've paid, you know, 2 years ago. And there's not really an end in sight for this because of the battle of supply and demand. It really comes down to that. And when there's not enough supply, it's certainly going to drive that up. And, you know, people are strapped. I mean, that's it. And then looking for other ways to cut costs. And where are they going to cut costs? They're going to look for discounts on everything from, you know, clothes to staples to the basic staples in their food. And that's why, like, the dollar store actually added more stores, because there are certain food items and other things that they carry that would be three or four times more when you're shopping in whatever other store. So there you go. That's my shopping tip, I suppose, based on that email. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have those
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
She hands down is absolutely one of my favorite people, and I know you all love it when she comes on. Joanne Butler is a lifestyle editor and founder and editor-in-chief of LifeMinute.tv. I mean, listen, she's been everywhere. We know that. I've talked about it before. She's been all around the world. She's covered all kinds of wonderful things like beauty, fashion, music, design, wellness, lifestyle trends. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. So as I said, we are thrilled to have her with us, especially when we're talking about surviving the dog days of summer. Joanne, I know you have four really powerful things to tell us about. I can't wait.
Yes, four goodies, Kate. So let's first start with something for your skin, bio oil. This is a cult favorite. I've always been a huge fan of them. They're actually the number one derm recommended skincare oil brand for stretch marks. Well, now they found a way to create this new body lotion that's just light as a feather, so incredibly hydrating. It feels so amazing when you put it on. It's just a new level of lightness and body moisturization. And it's power packed with natural plant oils and vitamins and antioxidants, and it just absorbs so quickly and instantly and just leaves your skin really silky, soft, and smooth. Just this perfect lightweight body moisturizer for summer. You can find it online at retailers like Ulta, just $15.99, so definitely check that out. Bio oil and their new body lotion. Next up, something amazing for your hair, K18. This is just a fab hair care brand, and they have this new leave-in mask treatment that I just love, and celebs like Kim Kardashian and Hailey Bieber Bieber and Rihanna and Selena Gomez, all of it too. Actually, they have about 11 million views on TikTok. That's how popular this is. Mm. And they use this patented technology that actually, you know, goes through, you know, biology. It repairs hair damage by mimicking nature and the natural structure of keratin in your hair, and reverses bleach damage, color damage, chemical treatment damage, and heat damage in just 4 minutes. So they say 4 minutes to new hair. I used it the other day and it is amazing. You just, you know, after you shampoo, you towel dry really well, just pump some in your hair from roots to ends, and just style. You just leave it in and just like restores each hair strand from the inside out to make it stronger, softer, smoother, and just bring back bounce. So definitely a good repair for your hair. It's good for all hair types, even extensions. And it's about $75 at K18.com, or you can find it at Sephora stores. So definitely check them out, K18. And then last but not least, well, actually two things, something for your eyes and for your teeth. With all the time spent outdoors, you know, exposure to dry air and pollution, you might find your eyes feeling dry and irritated. And, you know, that feeling may continue as we head into the cooler months. So something great for that is BioTrue Hydration Boost. It's a preservative-free eye drop that provides instant moisture and relief for irritated dry eyes, just helping them feel hydrated throughout the day. And it's pH balanced to match healthy tears, so the drops feel comfortable when we put them into, which is great. And the formulation is actually inspired by the biology of the eye. So it has ingredients like the moisturizer hyaluronan, an electrolyte, and an antioxidant that protects against free radicals. So it's good stuff. BioTrue. Find out more at BioTrue.com. And now, last but not least, let's talk a bright white smile. Because, of course, you know, that's a must to master any beauty look. And I'm absolutely loving this brand, White Glow. It's actually the number one dentist-approved teeth whitening brand in Australia. They make great pro toothpaste and brushes. It was developed by a dentist, actually. Well, it just landed here in the U.S. at Walgreens. And they have this White Glow Accelerator Teeth Whitening Kit. It uses blue light technology similar to what dentists use in their office to just accelerate the removal of white stains and discoloration. And the very first time you use it, you'll notice a difference. And it's super easy to use. You just has this little squeeze bottle applicator. You put the gel in, you pop it in your mouth for 10 minutes, then you rinse, and you'll notice right away. And then your teeth are 8 shades whiter within 7 days. And this one kit gives you 50 applications, and it's just $39.95. So it's cheaper than competitors, definitely cheaper than going to, you know, the dentist to do it, and, you know, right at Walgreens. So definitely check that out for a bright white smile. And those are my four must-haves today, Kate.
Oh, I love it. I got to get busy. I'm going to get start shopping. I'm thinking of the mask. I mean, that treatment, seriously, they're all wonderful. And as are you. Joanne Butler, thank you so much.
Okay, so good to talk to you too.
All right, I love her enthusiasm, right? she just oozes enthusiasm. Here's something that I talked about, and this is an update for you, and it's very, very sad. Last week's hot, humid conditions, you know, we've been talking a lot about the weather in Washington, D.C., were also primed for electricity. So when you have the air temperatures that topped out at what they call 34°C, it is higher than the 30-year normal max temp for the time of the year. That's what the National Weather Service says. So when you have more heat, it draws moisture into the atmosphere, which I already explained when we were talking about some of the terrible flooding that we've seen. But it's got this rapid updraft, so it changes. It charges particles that can lead to lightning. I think, you know, at one point in my career, I did weather for a blip because nobody could use the computer, and I feel like I'm learning more about the weather again all these years later. But it was the sad story that hit me of the two men and two women that were struck by lightning last Thursday while visiting Washington's Lafayette Square, which is very close to the White House. I've spent a lot of time in D.C., and I know that area. I mean, you just look at a picture of the White House, and you can tell it's across the street from it. It was a violent, strange afternoon thunderstorm, and lightning hit, a bolt of lightning hit near a tree that stands away from a fence that surrounds 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the presidential residents and offices across from the square, which usually has lots and lots of visitors, especially in the summer months. That's when they're there. So those people happen to be there at that moment. And it's it was this couple, the Mullers, James and Donna, you know, seven in their mid-70s. They were visiting from Wisconsin. They were excited to be visiting and celebrating all this time they had together. And so it's just a strange deal. They were under a tree when that hit. And there was also a 29-year-old bank executive from California who was in the middle of that, too. And there was one other victim, a woman who is still in the hospital in critical condition. So we keep hearing now more about lightning strikes. And even though we're hearing more of these stories, still, I was looking statistically at it, and about 40 million lightning bolts touched down. Think about that number. Like when you're out and you see lightning or you hear thunder and then you see that flash, because I've lived in heavy lightning places. Texas was like that. And, of course, Tampa St. Pete is known for lightning. So about 40 million lightning bolts touch down in the U.S. every year. This is according to, believe it or not, the Center for Disease Control. But the odds of being struck are less than 1 in a million. And the people who are hit, about 90% survive the ordeal. So from 2006 through 2021, there were 444, that we know of anyway, 444 deaths from lightning strikes. I mean, just kind of process that number. It's crazy, less than 1 in a million. But yet, I personally know people that have been affected by lightning strikes. And just, I don't know, it was probably a couple of months ago in a conversation, you know, had those conversations start. I'm sure you have them when something happens. You say, oh, geez, you know, the lightning thing's terrible. I was talking to my sister-in-law, and she said that, you know, our nephew had been out on those jet skis, and apparently one of the boys, you know, her nephew, one of the boys was struck by lightning and is really struggling. I mean, he's alive, but it's really affected him. And that's the other part of it. Is some of the people that survive, it's really tough when they survive. Think about what they've just been hit with. Wow. Watch out for the weather, that's for sure. That's how we started this show, and that's how we're ending this hour anyway. Thanks for listening to this hour. Like I said, make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.